each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As always, excited to face the day with you and sharing my excitement and energy this morning. Greg Kim on the telephone. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Grady. Thank you. Hi, I'm Greg Kim, your host on Coffee at KYUK this morning. Thanks for being with us. Also with me is ONC's Environmental Program Coordinator, Janelle Carl. Hi, Janelle.
Hello.
Hi, so you've told me that starting June 2nd, ONC began its annual Youth Litter Patrol, where teenagers are working to pick up trash all around Bethel from now until the end of July. Could you tell me a little bit more about this program and how it works?
Yes, I applied for a grant in, like, January, and it's a grant where we apply for the grant so we can pick up trash, like, alongside the roads. So far, we picked, like, 8 bags, and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how many kids do you have working with you, Janelle?
I have 4 teenagers working with me, and we're going to be picking up trash today around 1:30, and they're all pretty great. Doing great so far, picking up all the trash.
Great. And where do you pick up trash? Is it just all around Bethel, or are there specific locations that you go to?
There's no specific locations. I've been bringing them just, like, so far we went to the 4th Road of Tundra and 4th Avenue, and we're just mainly picking up trash alongside the roads.
Mm-hmm. And is your goal to make your way through all the roads in Bethel?
Yeah, that's my main goal. Last year we didn't get through all the roads. Well, we made it through most of them. The only subdivision we didn't get to is Larson. So I think I'll try bring them there so we can pick up trash there.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us about how much trash you picked up last year?
So last year there was a lot of litter, so we picked like 89 bags weighing about 1,500 pounds, and that's a lot of litter.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you have grant for this program. Besides personnel, do you also pay the kids to pick up the trash?
Yes, we do pay the kids. It's like a job for them. Some of them it's their first job. One of them worked with me last year, and the rest, I think it's their first job. It's a job where I try to teach them about the environment, how to keep it clean, how littering can, destroy the environment. Littering can, the little bugs. I know I see those.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And how much are the kids getting paid?
So I pay them $10 an hour with the grant. $10 an hour, and they work 3 hours a day, so that's $30 a day. And we're only working twice a week, so $60 a week.
Gotcha. And who's eligible for this program? Is there an age range?
So I would be looking for 14 to 17-year-olds. Currently, I have enough workers already, and I already have a wait list of parents who want their kids to work.
So maybe next year, okay.
So maybe next year, other kids' opportunities.
Uh-huh. And what's the grant through? Who's giving that money?
So I applied the grant through the Alaskans on Litter Prevention and Recycling, ALPAR for short. They usually do it every year, and being in my position, I'm going to try to apply for it every year.
Okay, cool. And how long has the program been going on?
So my predecessors applied for the grant in both 2018 and 19, and this is the third year we're doing the Youth Litter Patrol. It's going great
gotcha.
So far.
Mm-hmm. And the grant that you mentioned says recycling as well. So do you guys pick up recycling separately?
Yes. The four kids pick up the litter themselves. Like one person would carry the bag and the other person would pick up the litter. And I would be the one who carries the recycling bag. And anytime we come upon a recyclable, I say, put that in this bag. That's recyclable. It's reusable or no, not reusable. It can be made into something else. Like aluminum has a unlimited lifetime, so can always be recycled.
Gotcha. Okay. And then what do you guys do with the recycling? Because there's no recycling reprocessing plant in Bethel.
Yeah, the recycling center is not it's not working. So what I do with the recycling, I have a whole recycling program here at ONC, and we recycle aluminum cans and number one PETE bottles, and I send, once we get enough bags, I go to Northern Air Cargo, and they send the bags to Anchorage for free, and they bring them to the recycling center in Anchorage.
Okay, great. And is there anything different about the program this year with the COVID-19 pandemic?
I guess we're just wearing masks. Like when we're like in the car, we're all wearing our masks. But when we're outside, we don't really wear the masks.
Gotcha.
It's like fresh air.
Uh-huh. And is there anything else about the program that you feel like people should know?
Yeah, whenever you guys see us out there, don't honk at us, but you can wave at us. Be like, hey, thank you for picking up litter. But, yeah, no, please don't honk at us. It's kind of loud when we're walking along and we hear a big beep.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you for being with us here, Janelle, and thank you to our audience for being with us on Coffee at KYUK this morning. You've been listening to Janelle Carl, Environmental Program Coordinator for ONC, telling us about the Youth Litter Patrol picking up trash in Bethel this summer. I'm Greg Kim, your host this morning on Coffee at KYUK. Back to you, Grady.
Thanks for that. And leaves me just one thing left to say as I'm starting my day heart healthy with my oatmeal, my coffee, my sideboard, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.